What are you seeing grow around you? If you planted a garden back in March or April and it's done well, then you may be reaping the yummy benefits. This may be a sweet season of harvest for you. All the time, money, and effort that goes into gardening may be finally paying off. When I was little, my grandparents had a huge garden. I remember them growing everything, literally everything. They grew all the normal garden stuff like corn and tomatoes, plus flowers and roses. But then they also had pomegranate trees, fruit trees, figs, grapes, peanuts, watermelons, and so much more. When it was purple hull pea season, the afternoons were spent shelling peas on the porch swing out on their big screened-in front porch. It was awesome. We had races to see who could shell the most. Now I know the race was just to get us to do it, but I didn't mind. I loved my fingers being purple. This season, whatever you planted in the soil you prepared, tilled, fertilized, and watered should now be at its peak. How beautiful it is to reap the benefits. I'm reaping the benefits of something that was planted, but it's not anything that grows out of the ground. It's a life well lived. My dad went to be with Jesus this summer, and while as a family our hearts are mourning, all throughout this season we have seen and continue to see beautiful things grow from what my dad planted all throughout his life. My dad loved a good garden, he did, but what he loved to plant most was the love of Jesus in the hearts of people and students around him. He did that for the majority of his life in a small town in Louisiana, but the impact is far-reaching. Since his passing, there have been countless stories told about my dad, story after story, told through laughter and tears of lives changed, lives impacted, lives encouraged, and lives saved as a result of his life lived for Jesus. The harvest we've seen and continue to see is abundant and sweet. While my dad wouldn't want 1 ounce of glory, the reality is this: what he planted, he worked, and what he worked, he watered, and he had a blast doing it, and God blessed it. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. My dad was a cheerful giver. He gave his life away freely to Jesus, to his family, and to people. I am a part of that harvest. His good works led me in so many ways to mine. What are you seeing grow around you? What you plant and how you give of your time and resources matters. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Here's what I've seen in my dad's life and in mine. When you give your life to Jesus, every part of it, he gives it all back and does more in and through you than you could ever ask or imagine. That's the truth. If you're not seeing a harvest like you had hoped to see, maybe start planting something new. With a changed heart and a new mission, you and those around you will reap the benefits. I'm Lori Klein.